You're listening to a podcast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9.
It's one kiss. That's all it takes. Mwah. We're Holly Valance. I wonder how she's doing.
Oh, yes. Probably still alive somewhere.
I hope so. I think she's in the US.
Trying to make money off that one song still.
I think she had like two songs.
What was three. The other one?
Oh, there were four, I think. Oh. Well, there was Kiss Kiss, then Down Boy, then State of Mind, and Naughty Girl.
Oh.
So there was like four. And then she was in Dead or Alive, and now who knows?
Wow.
Yeah.
Holly Valance did well for us.
She did.
Well,
I think she's married someone rich in the US, and that's her life now.
Oh.
I went to talk about this with Matt, because my partner, Matt, he shockingly just knows celebrity gossip really well. I don't know how he does it. But
does he go to the hairdressers a lot and read the magazine?
No, he doesn't. He does grab like the odd like a magazine at the supermarket, have a quick flick through. But he just knows all the celeb gossip.
Wow.
We'll watch some random show and he'll just be like, oh yeah, she's dating blah blah from blah and they've got this mansion in Japan or whatever. And he just knows all this stuff. And I'm like, how do you even, I don't know.
Well, yesterday I had organised a baby shower and one of the girls that I work with who was there, one of the games was match up the celebrity with their baby's name.
Right.
And she got all of them except for two. And everyone else in the room was like, I have no idea. Like the only one that people knew was Beyonce has Blue Ivy because...
Right.
You know, that was she's a Beyonce. Big thing, yeah.
I just know that Nicole Kidman has Sunday Rose because it sounds like Sunday roast.
Yeah.
And that's why it's the only baby name that I know.
Exactly. There's a lot of celebrity babies with the name Journey and River and Rose in their names.
I mind River, but Journey's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's
for
like
a baby name.
No Journey River and Dusty Rose.
Journey River Rose.
River Rose, yeah. There's literally those three combinations of names are in a lot of celebrity baby names.
I mean, look,
names.
We could talk all about celebrity baby names, but
forever.
Something much more important happened over the weekend.
That's true.
So you did something pretty damn impressive, I have to say. I'm pretty proud of you for this. I think it's amazing what you've done. Why don't you tell everyone what's been going on?
So for the last probably 2 months, I have been fundraising my little booty off for the Leukemia Foundation for the world's greatest shave. And it finally came to D-Day on Saturday.
Yeah.
So at work on Saturday, we all dressed up in colourful clothes. And then after we closed the shop, my friends came in and we put my hair in a bunch of little ponytails and everyone had a go of cutting off ponytails. And then I got the shave.
You got the shave.
Got shaved.
And here you are, bald.
Yep, I've got a beanie on today because I'm not vibing with it just yet.
Just yet. But you're going to get it sort of dyed and stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to bleach it tomorrow. Yeah.
Okay.
Bleach the life out of it. It feels too healthy right now. I'm not used to it.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, that's amazing, though, like, to do that because you love your hair. I mean, you're a hairdresser, right?
Yeah.
So that's really important anyway. You know, it's sort of like, you know, you hope the dentists have good teeth kind of thing. So
yes.
The hairdresser needs to have good hair. And now you're rocking this lack of hair.
Yeah.
Is this the first time you've done anything like this?
Absolutely. I didn't ever think that I'd shave my hair off. Like, I joked about it as a kid when I, like, you know, when I was 12 years old and I got head lice at school and I was like, Mum, just shave it all off. That's the only time I've ever really mentioned it before.
Yeah.
But, yeah, then 2 years ago my auntie passed away from leukemia and I went, do you know what? Why don't I do something big and try and raise some money for this awesome organisation and shave my hair while I'm at it. So, yeah.
Yeah. And it's definitely a conversation starter as well. Like, people in your life, they're going to see that and go, oh, my God, like, why? What happened? So
yeah.
If they who haven't been following you on social media, you can have a story to tell which brings leukemia and how horrible it is to the forefront as well.
Yep. Did you know that 35 people a day in Australia are diagnosed with blood cancers?
I didn't know that, but it's not surprising because it is awful. But, I mean, good on you. And I will say, because I remember this is slightly related, like 10 years ago. No, not 10 years ago. 7 years ago? I lose track of time. I'm old. I actually, for the first time in my life, shaved my beard off.
Whoa.
And my beard is like my trademark, right?
Yes.
So this was like a huge thing for me. Like probably I don't want to say as important as your hair, because what you did is like huge as well. But for me, the beard was super important.
Yeah.
And I shaved it off for Movember and raised money for the Movember Foundation for Men's Health.
Yep.
And that for me was like a completely weird experience. Like, I'd never seen my face. I grew facial hair from like a young age, like 14, 15.
Wow.
And like kept it ever since.
Yeah.
And so I had it for like 11, 12 years before I shaved it off. And it was super weird. I looked like an alien.
Was
like,
the bottom half of your face really white?
It was a little bit. I'll have to show you a photo in the break. But yeah, like it looked really strange to me. I looked really like skinny and really odd. And, and people were like, oh, you're so handsome without a beard. And I was like, no, I'm not. I look disgusting. I looked the most horrible thing. I grew like this dirty like trucker mustache for Movember for the month. It looked real like the handlebars.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely terrible. But yeah, it definitely, it's a conversation starter and it's a really cool thing that you've done.
Thanks.
To do that.
I'll tell you more about it as well. There's more that goes into it.
There's more stories. Absolutely. Oh, I'm so excited. But look, 0427 JOY 949 or email onair@joy.org.au. Have you ever done something insane or crazy for charity? Like, have you ever shaved your head, maybe shaved your beard, grown a mo for Movember? You know, maybe you did some other weird thing. Maybe you ate something weird or...
Oh, yes.
I don't know. I've seen some all kinds of crazy stuff happen for charity. Maybe you did the ice bucket challenge when that was a thing.
Yeah.
You know, tell us your stories about fundraising and charities you've been involved in here on Big Breakfast on Joy.
Still feeling the effects of the weekend?
Oh.
Get some Big Breakfast in ya. It's Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam.
It's 18 minutes past seven and that is exactly how I felt this morning.
Oh.
Still feeling the effects of the weekend?
Oh. Yeah, that's me every Monday pretty much. When the alarm goes off at like 5 a.m. it's like, nope. This is not okay.
All of the nope.
But I'm perky now. It's all right. We're halfway through. It's all good. So now, Rach, on the weekend, you did the world's greatest shave.
Yes, I did. So for me, I'm one of those people who hides behind my hair.
Right. Like literally or like?
Yeah, like literally. I put it in front of my face.
Peek-a-boo.
Like, no, because hair is like, it's not only just like an expression of yourself, but it's like, it's a comfort thing for people, which is why we have so many, like I work in a hair salon. We have so many clients who come in and they go, oh, I don't take any length off. I don't want to lose any length. And it's like, well, you need to. If you want it to grow, you got to get those healthy ends off. And I didn't realize until I looked at myself in the mirror for the first time. So I didn't sit in front of a mirror whilst I was getting shaved.
Oh, wow.
I had a few people filming, so I had one of my bosses filming for our work page, and then I had on my Facebook one of my friends was filming it as well. And so I didn't see myself and they're like, oh, do you want to like look at a picture? And I was like, no, I want to go look at a mirror. And I literally, like I walked over to the mirror and I saw myself and I screamed. I went, ah! Like, because it was such a shock because I've not...
That's what I look like.
I don't see myself with dark hair ever and my roots are really dark. And B, obviously I just... you know, didn't have anything protecting my face. There was nothing hiding me from the outside world. So actually, I'm feeling very vulnerable at the moment.
Quite exposed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, does it feel cold? And it's like that's the last thing on my mind is whether or not my head feels cold.
It does though, hey.
It does.
Yeah. I found that when I first shaved my head.
Yeah.
It wasn't for a good cause like you. I just, was revealing my inner bear and
yes.
I was in my early 20s and my partner at the time said, let's just shave your head. And I was like, no, I love my hair. And it wasn't good hair. Like it was just kind of this wavy, crappy hair that I used to put gel in it. Like I just never knew what to do with it. It was one of these people that just hated dealing with my hair every morning. And so I shaved it off and I remember it was quite cold as well. But you do feel quite vulnerable. You can't do anything. But then you definitely adjust to it, says me sitting here totally bald now and shave my head all the time. Very used to it. But I mean, it's also very different though, I will say, and this isn't my point of view, this is society's point of view, for a female identifying person to have such short hair or no hair at all. That's very different.
Mm-hmm.
For me to walk down the street with no hair, that's kind of normal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They go, oh, yeah, he's lost his hair. He's probably old.
Oh, genetics. Yeah.
Exactly. But you walk down the street with no hair, it's like, oh, she's interesting. She's got a point of view. You know, like people think of that sort of thing.
Or they go, oh, she must be sick.
Oh, well, yeah, that's the crap connotation of it, for sure. Have you walked down the street, like, with your beanie off, kind of just seeing...
Yeah, well, on Saturday night, I did. So straight after we had the shave, we went and had some drinks across the road.
Yeah.
And I did a few blockies because I had a few too many drinks quickly. So I was like, I need to walk. I was walking. And I felt like people were looking at me.
You did?
Yeah.
Do you reckon that was in your head, or do you reckon they were actually looking at you?
I think people did have like a glance because it is so fresh. And yeah, it looks different.
Yeah. I just hope that they look at it and they think, oh, you know, they don't think the worst. You know what I mean? Like you said before. I hope they look at it and think, oh, she's probably rocking her new hairstyle or...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
That's true.
More positive.
We did get a message through...
Talking about charities and doing things with your hair.
Yeah, so they haven't given us their name, but that's okay. They've said, every few years I grow my hair out to below my shoulders and shave it off to donate to wig makers for cancer patients. I've been doing it for the last 10 years and I'm growing it out again at the moment.
Aww.
That's awesome. Unfortunately,
that's so cool.
Because my hair was so damaged because I'm a constant bleacher and have had coloured hair, they won't actually be able to use my hair for anything. But we do collect ponytails in our salon and send them off mostly to the Starlight Foundation for children's wigs.
That's awesome. I was going to ask what you did with your hair, but you're right. You do like a lot of colouring and lots of bits and pieces.
Yeah, I've decided I'm going to turn it into a Mardi Gras costume somehow. Leave it with me.
Ah.
I'll do something.
Make the hair like little tassels of hair.
Yeah, well, because they're in little ponytails. Mm. They literally could be like
just do that.
Hairy nipple.
Yeah,
tassels.
And you just did the... Radio's not a visual medium, but you just did the twirling your titties kind of...
Yeah, like a burlesque dancer with nipple tassels. Woo!
0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au. Have you ever done something a bit left field for charity, like shaved your head or shaved your beard or grown a mo or things like that? Tell us your stories here on Big Breakfast on Joy.
Monday is here.
But don't worry, Luke, Rach and Cam are here to make those working week blues go away.
It's Big Breakfast on Joy.
It's 28 minutes to 8 here on Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam. Just me and Rach today. Cam's at work.
No, but he has contributed by sending a message in. He said apparently he can't give his hair for wigs because of all of the greys.
Now, you call BS on this.
I do call BS on this because they, like, ultimately, because Cam's hair is undyed, it is the best hair to have because they're going to chemically treat it and everything anyway, and they always bleach the hair before they then re-dye it, so the greys aren't going to affect it. So Cam, you can.
I think you just
but
called
I just
out.
Don't think you want to cut your hair off, and that's fair enough because it is luscious and beautiful.
It is.
And don't cut it off,
but
unless
also,
you're doing it for charity.
Yeah, suck it up, cut it off.
Only if you're doing it for charity.
For charity, yeah, not just cause.
Yeah.
Normally we do the news headlines, but our newsreader D unfortunately is unwell, so she's not here today. Wish her all the best. Hope she gets better.
Here are the news headlines. Hashtag egg boy. That's the total of all of the news on every website.
And the Bachelor in Paradise cast has been announced for this year.
Oh, and apparently someone from Bachelor in Paradise has passed away as well.
What? Like what, the Australian one?
An old contestant?
Oh.
I was reading that. I don't remember who it was.
Probably an American one then.
Look, I've not actually watched it, let's be honest.
You know what, this year though, because you've been a Bachelor convert recently, so.
Yeah, but I've never watched the In Paradise one. I feel like that's just an orgy.
This has been a Joycast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate us on iTunes and Stitcher.